they weren't notorious polluters. Inherently, they are polluters, but it was easy to scrub the exhaust and get it all the way down because they used a thermal reactor. They took the exhaust and they injected air and a few other things and burned up all the unburned hydrocarbons, unburned carbon monoxide. That's what we had on our hybrid. Yes, despite that, we got twice the specific fuel consumption that the engine had originally. No, twice the specific fuel economy, which really used fuel consumption. One half the specific fuel consumption. For the same number of gallons, we were able to pull twice as many tons over a mile. And I became more and more involved in electric vehicles and in programs. And that is when the Electric and Hybrid Vehicle Act of 1976 was passed. It was originally the Electric Vehicle Act to try to promote the development of electric vehicles. I had just had the hybrid tested at the EPA, and it looked very, very attractive. I went to people on the particular committee in the Senate and showed them the results. I said, look, make it like a hybrid vehicle. The EPA and other people didn't like the idea that they said hybrids stink. You know, the fact that one was built that works fine, and nobody else has ever done one that works fine, you know, that's irrelevant. Hybrids, just prejudice and platitude. Platitude is, it's got two sources of power. It's got to be more complicated. Not so, because each power system now doesn't have the stresses on it that it had before. The internal combustion engine doesn't have to change the throttle rapidly, so it can be a much simpler system. The electronics, you don't have to worry about saving the absolute last 1% of efficiency because you've got the range. So that, and then the platitudes, such as, well, you still got emissions, you know, we want to know. How much is the emission? Are they 1/10 the required level? Are they 1/100 the required level? So nobody paid attention to emissions. And I just went along being a consultant in the field of electric and hybrid vehicles, trying to at least get reliable electric vehicles for the Electric and Hybrid Vehicle Act in 1976, which authorized $200 million to be spent to try to develop a system of electric cars. When the Electric and Hybrid Vehicle Act was passed in 1976, and the program was turned over from the EPA to the DOE, they had to start buying electric cars to demonstrate the Electric and Hybrid Vehicle Research, Development and Demonstration Act. They wanted to demonstrate that electric vehicles are wonderful, and they were hoping to have 10,000 of them on the road within 5 years. The only people they could go to were small companies, and the small companies did not have the engineering staff to do a reliable job. I was called in to at least help design reliable equipment, and it was a very difficult job. Because to make these electric cars reliable, you had to have good speed controls, you had to have proper engineering and mechanical design. Of course, they didn't have the staff to do it. The DOE didn't want to spend more than a certain amount on each car. The cars came, and they weren't reliable, and the whole program fell flat on its face after about 3 years. So you don't hear very much about that particular program. For all I know, it's still on the books. There's money allocated to buy electric vehicles and so on. So in about 1985, there really wasn't very much left for me to do in the field of electric and hybrid vehicles because this 1976 Act was a big flop. Then came the California mandate in 1990, and the question remains as to whether the mandate came because General Motors built this wonderful electric car, which was then called, unfortunately, the impact, or whether one came after the other. But certainly, the availability of the impact with its wonderful performance and its reasonable range encouraged California to establish the mandate that by 1998, 2% of all cars had to be zero emissions. That's where I got back into the electric vehicle business, because several companies asked me to consult, since I had so much experience. And ever since then, I've expanded my activities as a consultant.